Blog Talk Radio.
At times I didn't dwell on my theft or quest from this part of the world. It's always the quest, isn't it? Maylene, you don't need me. You're rich, young, talented, and declared one of the famous beauties in all East Asia. The untouchable dragon lady.
My world is your world. Don't you forget that. You're mine, body and soul. Shut up and massage my feet and keep doing your thing. Anyway, does the world need you?
It needed me here.
You see, I know you miss your parents. You speak of them in your sleep. You are better off like hell. Anyway.
Yeah?
You have no other choice. My darling.
The next day, I made my getaway. In 1950, North Korea, backed by the Soviet Union, invaded the South. In less than a month, the South fell. The UN sent troops to aid the South under the command of General MacArthur. The trend of the war soon reversed itself, but the Chinese intervened, and the UN forces retreated. Finally, talk of a ceasefire was in the offing. The ravages of war make your heart bleed again and again. Millions of Koreans were uprooted from their homes.
Malikan?
Because of bombing.
Hold, please.
Shelling. Or mass hysteria.
Malikan?
And attempted to flee to safety.
I'll give you anything.
Cities in the South became giant refugee camps.
Hold.
With people begging for food.
Malikan?
And minor comforts.
Hold.
And sleeping in the streets. And there were those misplaced casualties. I went looking for Maylene Maysong. It was known she had surrendered to her enemies to save her battalion. Maylene's prison was an ancient and spacious underground facility of many cells, not unlike a dungeon. Guards relieved other guards regularly and stationed aptly at their many posts. Interrogation cells were prevalent.
Maylene, it's Ian.
She turned slowly around to face me. Been searching over the whole country for you. I've come to take you away from here and back to your people, who hail you as a superhero. I know you've been through it. They say you tried twice to kill yourself. Don't worry anymore, little dear. All's going to be fine. Come with me. We must hurry.
Who are you?
Don't you know me? It'll be all right. Come.
No. It's another trick to try to fool me again.
Trust me, Maylene. Let me take you by the hand. We'll escape into the night. We boarded a chopper that was on time and that led us down a few miles from my camouflage car.
I feel This is all a dream. That is not happening.
You must wake up and come alive, Mei Ling. They say you're sane now.
Sane? Insane? Oh, how I hate those words. I'm trying. I need help.
I'll give you help.
I knew you would come for me.
How did you know?
Because I had asked Buddha for you.
I did have an encounter with Lord Buddha. Your people await you over the next hill, and you're home free. I have a date with a country that I've been too long gone, and with parents I've too long not seen. America, America, it's been 7 long years. It is true one longs for his beginnings. It is true one sees his country in other lands, in the forestry, flowers, animals, and people. Now back home in my old room and in my old bed. Dad, I would like to work in your factory, but I don't need anything. Your mother wants you to settle down, son. Now that you're home and well and unhurt by the war. But seems as though you've found your golden fleece.
I think I'm beginning to know you now, my son.
Take it easy, Mama.
You want no home, no family, no love. Worlds to conquer is your true love.
Mama, you wouldn't believe the human sufferings that are on this earth of ours.
You can't take the world on your shoulder, son.
Someone has to try, Mama.
One man tried it. They crucified him.
You let them try it with me. Mother, he's got it. I see it in him. He's got it. Dad, you're hallucinating. No, you can't fool your parents. Mother, he's got it, I tell you. Dad, you're hallucinating.
Level with us, son. Is it true? Did you find what you were looking for?
I want you two to settle down and get off my back and stop putting me through this harsh, unfair interrogation. I'm off to Bernard's. I'm changing the scene. Take my car, son. There's plenty of gas in it.
Put your hat on, Eon. It's raining out there.
Bernard, my silly adolescent hangout. Bernard, where I first met hard love, passion, and sex. Where I had many argumentative sessions about many personal and earthly subjects. Where I had made up my mind to go out in life after my impossible, zealous quest. They asked, after you find it, how would the world benefit? I answered, I rather think I should bring it happiness.
Eon, they told me you were home. Man, you look absolutely great. Still as cocky? Out to fence the world?
No, Bernard. Not so cocky anymore. I must compliment you on your place. A lot of room. And what changes?
I married the right girl. And things clicked. Eon,
Everything's on the house today. Just order up. An old friend is back with us. We must celebrate right.
We were kept informed about your blasé adventures. Man, your life reads like a novel. We've got to hear all about it. Just order up and hang the cost. May I have this dance, stranger?
You spotted me right off.
I'm a tough one to fool. I felt your presence. Besides, they are playing our song.
So, this is your hangout. From here, you set out to conquer the world.
When I left, it was our neighborhood hole-in-the-wall drugstore, made up of big intellectual discussions over a bottle of soda pop for alcohol. About you?
Yes. Go right ahead and ask your questions. I'll start off with number one.
Yeah, do.
You left a paper trail or money trail a mile wide. Oh, generous one. After kissing me goodbye, you didn't go straight home to mother. You hung around a long time. Checking further, you left a previous most astounding trail. You are quite the conqueror. Number two, westernization wasn't too difficult. I had to do some twisting of my tongue around.
Yeah, amazing. I can hardly detect any accent. You're very brilliant. You're a great tracker.
It got easy. All impossible feats led to little, innocent Eon, who was once my slave.
How long you're planning on sticking around? Where is your army?
Dismantled and scattered. I'm in exile, marked permanent. I hope to marry an American and become one.
Have any in mind?
First come, baby. I find life's surprises never ending, Eon.
They sure are, baby. Hey, about time for the martial arts matches. Dad and Mama are administrators. Care to come?
I'm dying to meet your family, Eon.
The once great general of one of the world's great armies leaned toward me for support over her emotional weakness before my very loving and most inquisitive family. At the huge, crammed gymnasium, the karate master, after his overwhelming victory, continued to parade around, joyously taunting the spectators for brave challengers. The show-off boasts that he is undefeatable.
He didn't figure you, baby.
What do you mean?
Are you man or mouse?
I don't take that from any woman. Pulling off my shoes and shirt, I jumped down to the floor and onto the mat, challenging the master, Chang. Immediately, Chang attacked with the front kick and the front punch to my head that I deflected. Before I could counter, Chang followed with the reverse punch and the roundhouse kick to my stomach, then to my face that I deflected. Keeping me off guard, Chang executed the sweep, catching my legs and sweeping me upward and landing me jarringly on my back. I somersaulted backward with a hand push-up and away from Chang's strong legs, only to be followed by a swift kick to my hip and a reverse punch to my heart, dropping me to my hands and knees.
Hurt and exhausted, I took a kick to my side.
turned me flat on my back, where Chang instantly prepared for the death stomp. But awaiting some answer from the excited audience, figuring he had rendered me permanently helpless to be taken at will, he made sport of his conquest, pretending to listen to the whims of the audience for mercy or death. Mei Ling came to my side.
Get up from there.
What you mean?
I heard about your reputation. You don't fool this one, baby.
Chang rushed back to cinch his victory. He brought his death stomp down. His stomp was caught in my hand. As I pulled myself to my feet, Chang's legs and arms were unusually strong, but not so fast against a man like me. Besides, he was a telegrapher. We squared off, measuring each other. Mixing American boxing technique, I gave Chang two left jabs to the face and a short left uppercut that staggered him as he took a front kick to the midriff of what I believe to be a perfect left hook, smashed his jaw, and a measured straight right blow thrown with all my strength knocked him down and out cold. Mei Ling running to me and embracing and kissing me. My, one opponent at a time.
The mouse becomes a man.
Gee, thanks, kid. You almost killed me. But I fought fair.
You are sure, baby?
Sure. What the hell you mean? Canoeing down a smooth river whose current was picking up. Mei Ling was fascinated by the many deer, elk, and bear roaming the area, and the spawning runs of huge 8-foot sturgeons splashing under our canoe. You do say bye-bye to the noisy, bustling cities when you tour the state's northern wilderness, an answer to the sights and sounds of wildlife. And
I had you watched night and day, Ian. Yet you escaped from my clutches.
And enjoy the numerous sights of waterfalls, streams, blue lakes, and rivers teeming.
No one could figure how you did it, Ian.
Teeming with trout, salmon, bass, perch, and pike. Your eyes.
And our escape from that Korean jail. The most secure and guarded facility in East Asia. Yet you came and went like a shadow.
Your eyes can behold the scenic splendor of deep yellow black-eyed Susan. And white Shasta daisy. And I can't say I recommend this line of talk. You must take care, Mei Ling. And the chirping, breeding birds.
Must I, Ian?
Birds in the jack pine forest that.
Answer me, Ian. Must I?
That sing the arrival. Spring, because you are hallucinating, Mei Ling, and that's unwise and unhealthy.
All those banks robbed in Asia. Japan was hit the hardest. Those heavily guarded facilities of gold and precious stones.
Be careful. Don't let your imagination run away with your better sense.
You gave yourself away, baby. my most generous baby, by feeding all those starving children. That cost a fortune.
Re-examine your dangerous logic.
Your image is feared, hated, celebrated, and worshipped throughout the land. Most call you the ghostly dragon.
Stop it! I've heard enough.
You talk in your sleep, baby. You mentioned the so-called Bodhi Buddha. That brought you to China, didn't it, Dion? The secret treasure. We'd been searching hundreds of years for it. It took you to find it.
We'll have it your way. I did find some gold.
You found much more than that, baby. With the world's greatest treasure, why rob more?
I told you to stop it.
I see. The booty was not the treasure. Was it, Ian?
I warn you, Mei Ling.
You plundered and found power. The secret of the ages. That makes you the most powerful person on earth. And I could be beside you.
And we thought love brought you here. You're like all the rest. It was plain old ambition.
Then admit you possess it.
I admit nothing of this flim-flam deduction. How many others know about this cock and bull story of yours, Mei Ling?
We could start our own ism, or our own country. We could be the greatest world power, for our adversaries could be eliminated overnight. You could fulfill your ultimate desires, Ian. Let the children get a start in life. First by feeding their little empty bellies.
The current's caught us. We're headed for the falls.
How timely your plan, baby. So I know too much.
I tried to warn you. You are too selfish, Mei Ling.
I believe there's a God, which you confer upon me. My last benediction.
If you wish.
Can I give you one good reason not to?
It wouldn't matter, Mei Ling.
But it's such a little reason.
I don't believe it. You don't look it.
I wouldn't lie. Yes, you would be killing your son, too.
I don't believe you. Our canoe swirled out of control, tossing us about and spinning us around and around, swiftly carrying us towards the falls.